To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. Guided by His light we find our way. Guided by His light we find our way.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. As for the blessings of the recitation of Durood and Salam upon my beloved and your beloved and the universal messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has beautifully mentioned that the person who sends Durood or Salawat or salutations upon me one time, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 blessings on that person. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Nabi Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nur Allah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, it gives me great pleasure in welcoming you once again for our next episode in this ongoing silsila, turning back to Allah Azza wa Jal. And alhamdulillah, many various topics have been conducted and have been made and have been done previously under this silsila, turning back to Allah Almighty. For indeed, we all came from Allah Azza wa Jal, and we will return back to Allah Azza wa Jal. But it is very important that we return back to Allah Azza wa Jal in a way, in a manner that He, Allah Azza wa Jal, will be pleased and happy with us. Let it not be the situation where we return back to Allah Azza wa Jal and Allah Azza wa Jal is not happy with us. And today, the topic for this episode will be your time is limited. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, indeed, our time is very limited. Viewers of Madani Channel, before we were born in this world, we did not have a choice on which day we want to be born. We did not have a will to be born on which exact day, on which exact hour, on which exact minute, and on which exact second and microsecond. We all came into this world because of the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we will leave this world because of the will, or as per the will and the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. We do not know when we will leave this world, but the reality of the matter is we will leave this world. Where we will leave this world from, that is not our will. We do not have a will. We do not have the choice of where we will leave this world from. It is the choice and it is the will of Allah Almighty. And therefore, viewers of Madani Channel, all of this being said and all of this being mentioned, why is it that it becomes crystal clear? All of this being said, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we understand that it is crystal clear that we came to this world because of the will of Allah, we will leave this world because of the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why is it that in between we think we can live the life, or we can live our lives according to our own will, according to our own command? Why is it that in between the time that we came to this world as per the will of Allah and the time that we will leave this world as per the will and the command of Allah, why do we think that we can live in this world as per our own will and as per our own command? We came as per the will of Allah. We will live as per the will of Allah. So it means we have to live our lives as per the command and as per the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, may Allah Azza wa Jal make it such that we can understand that we will live, or may He make us from amongst those who can live their lives according to the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, just like how we came to this world as per the will of Allah, and how we will live this world as per the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we indeed have no time. Our time is very, very, very limited. And therefore we have no choice but to live our lives according to the command and according to the will of Allah. If Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us to do something, we need to do that because that is the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. We came through the will of Allah. We must live our lives as per the command and as per the will of Allah Almighty. Because soon we will leave this world, and therefore we should not live our life in this world heedlessly. We should live our lives according to the will and according to the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we truly want to understand how limited our time is, one of the realities of life that can make us understand that we really do not have time is the reality of death. And if we truly begin to fear death, it will bring grace and brightness to our lives. We will live our lives performing the virtues and good deeds, and we will have hatred for sins. The masajids of Allah, the places of worship, will become populated, because death reminds us that we do not have much time in this world. Because death reminds us that our time is indeed very, very limited. And it will be for this reason that the masajids will be polluted, because every single one of us would wish that when our time comes to an end, we are at least in the masajids and in the houses of Allah. That when our time comes, at least it comes whilst we are obeying and we are in the obedience of Allah Almighty. When we really and truly begin to learn about death, we will not have the chance to even swear and use vulgar language. There will be no deceits in business, and the curse of interest will be no more. Our society will become beautiful place, an ideal place to be. But only when everyone begins to fear that particular day, to fear the day that we will leave this world, the day our soul will be removed, the day in which we will see everything happening around us, but we will be unable to communicate, we will be unable to speak, we will be washed and we will be shrouded, we will be lowered into our graves. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we begin to fear that day, our way of living will change completely in this world. A very beautiful and thoughtful hadith mubarakah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which brings us to the understanding of how limited is our time in this world. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that kafa bil mawti wa'idhan, that death is enough as advice. When you start pondering about death and the agonies of death, death will make you realize that your time is very limited in this world, because you do not know when death will come to you. Learning about the reality of death will make us understand that indeed we have no time to waste in this world. Only time we have is very limited, and this limited time that we have, we use it and utilize it in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal and not in the disobedience to Allah Almighty. Once a person came in the court of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, and this particular companion had a complaint. And what was his complaint? He complained to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that his heart was very, very hard. He complained that his heart was not soft. His heart was very, very hard. And what advice was given to this companion by our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam? Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam said to him, اِطَّلِعْ فِي الْقُبُورِ وَاَعْتَبِرْ بِالنُّشُورِ, contemplate over the conditions of the graves and heed warnings about being raised after death. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving what a wonderful advice to this companion, that the cure to soften your heart is that you should contemplate about the conditions of the graves and heed warnings about being raised after death. This is the cure for the hardness of the heart. If your heart has become stained with the love of sins and it dislikes performing good deeds, you should go to the cemetery, look at the graves and see how many of your relatives, friends and people from your neighborhood are no longer with you. Ponder over their current condition and situation and how they too were once alive. How too they would speak and travel all over the world. They had desires and ambitions in life, but death put them all to an end. Today, they are in their graves, and soon we will also be in our graves. They are viewers of Madani Channel. One beautiful cure that we have just learned that will make us use this limited time that we have in this world is the contemplation of the qubur and the graves, and the contemplation of those who are buried in their graves. This will make us understand that as much as they are in their graves, very, very soon, we will also be buried in our graves. We have no choice but to use this limited time that we have been given by Allah Azza wa Jal. For indeed, when a person goes to the Qabristan and when he goes to the cemetery and then he ponders about the condition of those who are buried in their graves, he will understand that very, very soon, I will also be buried in this very same cemetery. And I have no choice but to prepare myself so that when I am buried in my grave, I am in a situation and I am in a condition that will be pleasant to my Rabb, Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal really make us from amongst those who can use their limited time wisely in this world. Viewers of Madani Channel, we know that everyone will die, regardless of whether that person is rich or poor, regardless of whether he is a king or he is a destitute, regardless of whether he is a pious person or he is a sinner, regardless of whether he is a person who performs the tahajjud or he is a person who is lazy when it comes to his tahajjud, regardless of whether that person holds a very big status in his community or he has no status at all, nobody can escape death, oh viewers of Madani Channel. Even the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal, they too tasted death. Even though our death and the death of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam are very much different from that of ours. As Allah Hazrat beautifully says, that death will come to the prophets of Allah, meaning they will also taste death, but it will only be for some moments. Then they will be granted life like before. It is a fact that we will not live in this world forever. So why are we careless, my dear respected Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel? Why do we want to invest everything for this world whilst we are oblivious and whilst we are heedless about the Akhirat? Allah Azza wa Jal says in the whole Quran that kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut, every soul must taste the flavor of death. There is no way but to taste death. Similarly, we all know and accept that death is not in need of any causes. It takes place with the command of Allah Almighty. Death is not accidental. And if we were to look at it from our perspective, then death seems to be something accidental. It seems to be something that happens suddenly. Because we see a perfect, healthy person can suffer from a heart attack and then die. A person can be involved in an accident during a journey and then he dies as a result. This appears to us to be a sudden death, but this is only from our perspective. In reality, our time of death was already destined before our birth. Who will die? In which year? In which month? In which day? At what time? At what moment? State and condition in which we will die and where we will die, all have been decreed by Allah Azza wa Jal. We know and we accept this. Then even when we offer condolences upon the death of a person, we even say things like, whatever Allah Almighty decrees, as Allah Almighty wills, who can really run from death? They are viewers of Madani Channel. And everyone must leave this particular world eventually. Despite all these realities about death, knowing that one day we will all have to leave this world, we attempt to falsely reassure ourselves. For example, we say, so and so had high cholesterol and that is why he died. We say things like, so and so had diabetes and that is why he died. We saw so and so was ill and that is why he died. We say so and so was driving his car very fast and then he met up in an accident and that is why he died. And then because I do not have cholesterol, because I am not diabetic, because I drive my car very cautiously, I cannot go through what they have went through. They are viewers of Madani Channel. The reality of the matter is that even if you are driving your car cautiously, but if death is written for you at that point in time, death will come to you. Even if you do not have diabetic, but if death is written upon you at that particular time, it will definitely come to you in whichever and whatever condition of life you may find yourself. If death is written to you or upon you or for you at that specific time, it will definitely come and catch you. Death is not only for elderly people. Death is not only for young people. And even children can experience death. Death is not only for the sick. Healthy people die too. Death is not only for the weak. Strong individuals die too. Death is not only for the poor. But even the rich experience death. Out of all this being said, viewers of Madani channel, we do not know when will Allah send Malakul Maut to us. We do not know when will Malakul Maut approach myself and yourself. So since we do not know, it means our time is very, very limited. Let us use our time very, very wisely in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because for surely we do not know that will we even be able to watch this episode until the end. We do not have that guarantee that we will be able to get up from our own seats. Look at how limited our time is. A wise person is he who uses his limited time wisely. Viewers of Madani channel, we continue to live our lives heedlessly. We continue to become oblivious of death. We continue to become oblivious of this limited time that we have. Alas, only if we can use this limited time very, very wisely for the pleasure of Allah and for the pleasure of His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Qurtubi alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi has said that death is a great difficulty. He says that death is a great difficulty, but a greater difficulty than death itself. He says that death is a great difficulty, no doubt about it. But he says that there is something which is even greater than death itself. And what he says, Hazrat Imam Qurtubi, about that which is even greater than death itself, he says, that is when a person becomes heedless of death. That to become heedless of death is indeed greater than death itself. And then he continues. He says, when a person is now heedless of death, he does not remember death and stops performing good deeds. And then he says something very important, that when a person becomes heedless of death, is that he stops remembering death. He doesn't remember death. And this results in him not doing good deeds for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Undoubtedly, death has an advice and lesson for those who ponder over it and learn a lesson from it. Dear viewers of Madani channel, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if animals had knowledge of death as you have, then you would not eat any fat and strong animal. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this means that if animals had information about death as we have, then none of them would be fat and strong. We all know that death is unavoidable and that we must taste death one day. We are fully aware that when the soul is being seized, this is extremely painful. We all know that when the soul is being taken from our body, this is extremely, very, very difficult. It is narrated that if a drop of the pain of death is placed upon the mountains, the entire mountains will dissolve. Now just ponder. A drop of the pain of death is so painful that even mountains, even mighty mountains, cannot be able to bear it. So how is it that we as human beings think that we will be able to bear the pains and the agony of death? That is why, dear viewers of Madani channel, we should keep making du'as constantly in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jal must allow us, Allah Azza wa Jal must help us to use and to utilize this limited time that we have. For indeed, your time and my time is very, very limited. until we meet again. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us khair in dunya and akhirat. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. Guided by His light we find our way. Guided by His light we find